There's a story that noted Christian pastor and evangelist Charles Finney was invited to come for revival to a church and to preach. And that on the first night of revival, he preached John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that anyone who would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life." After that meeting that night, first night of revival, it was agreed that that was a great way to start the week of revival. It had been a Wednesday night. Thursday night came. Charles Finney came in and he spoke on John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that anyone who would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life." After the meeting, the elders of the church discussed it, and they said that it was unusual to preach the same message, same passage, two nights in a row, but they trusted Charles Finney, and so they prepared for the third night, Friday night of revival. Charles Finney came in, and he preached John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that anyone who would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life." After this third night preaching that same message, the elders asked Charles Finney to come in and they talked with him and they said, we appreciate you being here. We appreciate the great job you've done each night, but you've preached the same message three nights in a row. And Charles Finney responded, "And I will continue to preach this message until you understand." You know, John 3:16 is often taken for granted. We understand that we have eternal life. But do we? We have eternal life through Jesus Christ, through believing in him. Do we truly understand that? If you know that your life is eternal, if you know that you will live forever, if you know that God is the warden of your life, and that you will be rewarded for all that you do, I might ask the question, what are you doing with your eternal life? How are you living now that you are eternal? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that anyone who would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. If you have believed in Jesus and now have eternal life, what are you doing with it? What are you doing with your superpower of eternal life? Jesus asked us to love God with all our heart and love our neighbor as ourselves. He asked us to be merciful and kind and to walk humbly with our God. He asked us to love one another as he has loved us. Are we truly immersed in these directives by Jesus, these directives from Micah, and from Matthew, and from John? Are we truly immersed in these directives, knowing that we have eternal life? Are we willing to spare the time and energy we have here, take time away from our own personal pursuits, and to love others with the care and dedication with which Jesus loved us? Are we willing to be a reflection of God? Are we willing to be imitators of Christ despite the cost? You have eternal life. What are you doing with it? Have a great Sunday.